Right, well, the brews are in. Anna's almost finished hers, so we better hurry up in case she needs a top up. But we have a brew. We're in a coffee shop. We're actually in a popular supermarket coffee shop, if you really want to paint the picture. So you'll hear the tinkling behind us. It's quite bustling. It's quite busy. There's builders. There's a few older people. There's some students. There's common people like me and Anna.
There's chairs that are scraping across the floor like they did in school. Do you remember that sound where you'd be like, oh my god, it's like chalk on a blackboard?
Yeah, but we kind of find like a coffee table is a good place to kind of lay out what is, what we would like and what was. And that's what we're talking about today.
It's a eulogy.
What was. You can tell I don't write a script.
No, anyway.
Today we're talking about habits, which is a crucial part of the Slimming World plan. If there was anything that both of us learned after doing the plan 10 million times and then rejoining, this time what we really cracked is the art of mastering habits of this lifestyle thing rather than thinking this as a crash diet. So we're going to get into some of that, some of the tips that we have. So grab a pen, paper, maybe go to a coffee shop yourself if you wish, or just sit at home with a cup of tea. Let's open the voicemail inbox today and find out who on earth is going to kick off the show today.
You have one new message.
Hi, my name is Sue. I go to Sue Moody's Blackfield Southampton group, and I really wanted to say, cue the ukuleles.
Well, Sue. Down south. I feel like, you know, the south are representing. We had Lincolnshire last week, but, you know, maybe we need some more northerners to kind of get on board here, I think.
We need to feel at home. But that was Sue from Southampton, wasn't it?
Lovely. And you know, I love how cheeky some people are getting when they're leaving us the voicemails.
Thank you
if you have already left us one, by the way. We've got so many that we're just trying to kind of like work through as many of you as possible. But we will share some of your messages on our Instagram at some point because they are brilliant. And I know some of you are leaving far more than just your Cue the Ukuleles, which we've enjoyed listening to as well. So, building helpful habits. Anna of the Mangan is sat across me. I'm Claire of the Freeman. And we do the Slimming World podcast. So welcome if you're just picking this up and you're kind of Slimming World curious, or you're someone who's kind of thinking about setting out a, you know, a journey of losing weight, or maybe you're kind of already along that path. We always kind of think this is a good one to think about because often people just think about weight loss as the food. But as we learn, Anna, it's a lot more. It's a lot more about the psychology.
It's about nailing the consistency and the habits, isn't it? And I think that's where you and I previously weren't as successful because we hadn't nailed the understanding of creating consistent habit change was going to be the key to the success.
Because you just want it done and over and done with, and you don't want to have to feel all this kind of shame and guilt and awfulness that you sometimes feel at yourself when you are bigger. Like, how did I let myself get here? You kind of feel that disgust and none of your clothes fit, and you just want it to be done and over and as quickly as possible. But the problem is, how do you stay there?
And how do you get to enjoy that bit in the middle? I was saying to my members last week, it's not meant to be horrible, you know. This isn't meant to be a nasty experience, but it's making those habits that can actually turn it from being a punishment or something you don't enjoy to something that actually can be quite exciting. So I think I've learned over the years, some habits are really great to have and some habits are ones that I needed to ditch. Seriously ditch. I bet you had quite a few to ditch, like me.
Yeah, it's funny how like lots of these weird things that you pick up from over the years of different plans, of different diets, of different messages, and you kind of like mush it all together into like Claire's world.
Yeah.
Do you know, like I had this rule where, oh, I can't eat after 8 p.m. no matter how hungry I am. I can't eat fruit after 2 p.m.
Oh, that's a new one.
That was a weird one. You know, if I need to lose weight, I need to drop carbs was another common one. Yeah, I need to do more exercise.
Yeah, I had to eat my vegetables before anything else, because otherwise I wouldn't get a weight loss.
We all have these weird little things, but I think what enabled me with the swimming wall planners, I think it just gave me a bit of freedom and flexibility in a way that, you know, I can leave the house with a massive hamper of food and I know I'm still going to lose weight.
Exactly.
And yeah, a lot of it comes down to planning, which is why we thought, let's just kind of use this opportunity to kind of just hit pause. And actually, on our Instagram, we're at Slimming World Podcast. A number of months ago, we posted talking about healthy habits, and we have loads and loads of comments that we want to share with you from lots of different people who've said how they have managed to like kind of build healthy habits and what they're really realizing they're doing different. I'll tell you what, let me just run through a few now. Baby V here says, having 3 meals a day but filling up at each meal to avoid snacking in between. Berry says, regular yoga, both for physical and mental health. Sunny Gardner says, my trolley is half fresh produce. If it isn't, I double back in the supermarket. and also, actually, the same Sunny Gardner says, chopping cheese into Slimming World portions as soon as I get in from buying it. Otherwise, you know, you might just do the extra gram or two, might you?
An extra gram or two, 60 or 90.
Yeah, exactly. It's like cereal, isn't it? Jasmine says, a generous breakfast, including some comfort foods, which luckily for me are free. Real Girls Wobble here says, meal planning and shopping online so I don't put any extras in the trolley. And Serena says here, I stopped trying to lose weight and started to look after my health. After 10 plus years, I am at Target and confident I can stay here. So this idea about habits, isn't it? I mean, I think I've talked on the podcast before about when I read during lockdown James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. And what that kind of really made me think about is this thing around goals versus identity. So like when you're chasing a goal, like I want to be X stone, X pounds, rather than the identity is I am a fit, active, healthy person.
Right, okay.
And actually, how would a fit, active, healthy person behave?
Yeah.
And then your habits need to be in line with that identity that you wish to become.
Yeah.
And the other thing that it kind of really made me think is this idea about how often we just want to lose, like, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 pounds every week. And we're disappointed when we have half or one.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of blew my mind in saying this thing about just every day becoming 1% better.
I love that notion.
Breaking it down, you know?
And it, almost thinking about the process of it rather than the end result, because the process will get you where you want to be in the end. But we're so focused on that number that we're like, I've got to do it. And actually, you're not building the things in place to get you there. The people I see that are most successful are the ones who don't put pressure on and the ones who almost say, I'm going to start small and build and build. Was it you that was talking to me about this with the habit stacking? Was it habit stacking?
Yeah. That's also in the book.
Like building one habit on top of another, but making sure one habit's cemented before you try and add the other one on. Because I think what happens to a lot of us is we try and do a million things at once. And it's not feasible, is it? The people I meet that come through the doors, I always say when they first start small and build on it, rather than saying, I've got to do a total 360 in 24 hours and I've got be perfect. It's this notion of perfection as well. I know you and I have both struggled with this. Like, if I'm going to do it, it's either 100% or it's not at all.
Yeah.
And it's knowing that it's the balance in between that actually consistently gets you to lose weight. So
it's been interesting the last few weeks, hasn't it? Where, you know, I think back to like both of the guys' episodes where we had like John and Diabetes Revisited. We had More for the Men with Matt and Steve. And there was a common theme there, which was kind of similar to me, where they didn't start all of the body magic and the food optimizing all at once.
Yeah.
Actually, for those guys, as they got to Target or nearer to Target, that's when they brought that in. And it's a lot. I think people have to just be okay with the fact that it is a lot to kind of start on a food optimizing plan or on a weight loss journey. It's a lot to take in. You're changing a lot. It's emotionally, it's going against all of like your comforts, and there are habits that you don't even realize until once you kind of take them out, it feels uncomfortable.
And it's acknowledging that you're going to feel some emotions.
Yeah.
And acknowledging change and knowing that it feels uncomfortable. It's okay to sit for a minute and go, hang on, this is a big habit.
Yeah.
This is a habit that's been here for a long time. And actually, I'm going to have to really work hard to change this. It's not going to change overnight. I think where I see people struggle is they go, well, I've tried, therefore I should have made it happen. No, you've got to think about it. Like I always talk about the kid walking, the learning to drive, it's the practicing that really sets a habit in space. Like I know for me, one of the biggest habits that I had to change was just around a little everyday thing I did, or every other day, going to the petrol station, picking up the chocolate. It was just a little change of habit of going, I'm paying at the pump now, so I don't go inside.
Yeah.
And that habit was something that had a knock-on effect. But I had to practice that. And it took me about a good 3 months before I didn't go and buy 2 chocolate bars for £1.20. Do you see what I mean? But I had to practice that habit. It's like, with you with the cooking and eating differently, you've had to learn your way to get those habits ingrained. It didn't happen overnight, did it?
Well, do you know what? I actually had a bit of a realisation about a month or two ago, where when I used to, you know, go to your group, it was on a Saturday I mostly went to, wasn't it? And I'd go to group and it was like, what, early in the
8
morning?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on a Saturday. And then afterwards, I would go and do my food plan and my food shop. And in the last like year or so, I've been doing Wednesdays, but often I go and do other things after I do to group. And I kind of realised I don't really have a set time where I food plan and do my food shop.
That was a big thing for you, wasn't it?
And it was kind of like there'd be like kind of maybe a period of like 2 or 3 days where you know you really should have gone shopping, but you haven't. And you're just getting all the kind of tins from the back and you're digging out whatever kind of weird
lettuce
vegetables are still in the freezer. You know you should have gone shopping, but you just can't be bothered. And so like it's just getting, I realise I need to carve time every week where I sit down and do this, because actually I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
I've got all the tools, I've got all these set menus that I've kind of created,
so you've got the preference.
You know what, I've done a lot of the work. It's just take an hour on a Wednesday afternoon and just do this. And
what a clever thing.
And then, you know, right, we're going to go shopping either on Wednesday or Thursday evening,
and
depending
on
what we're doing.
Yeah.
And that was just really interesting how that was a really helpful habit that just kind of slipped out. And I was like, that really, when I kind of thought, this is, you know, I'm kind of hit with a bit of a stall in my weight loss. What is it that I used to do when I was really on it?
That's what I ask members, like, what's the difference between if you're a struggling member now to the one that was losing weight? And it's normally tiny things like batch cooking. Actually, I used to barcode scan everything on the app, or I used to do my food shop. Actually, they've fallen away, therefore I'm grabbing things. So it can be something so simple to change. You know, like you say about the food shop, I've just booked a reoccurring online delivery for my food. And I've got a basic list that's always in the basket, and I just know that's a pressure off. So the food arrives at 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. It's those things that will protect you. And I think that's where habits really are key to success. And I think the thing that I've discovered with people is the habits will kick in if you have a really profound reason why you want to do it. So what you'll find, if you're having a wobble with consistent habits, your why probably isn't the why that it really should be or is. Does that make sense? Like, you know, when you're really on fire, you make the things happen. When you're struggling, it's normally because you've lost your mojo or your momentum or your reason why. And so it's almost going back to the top of the Christmas tree, if you like, and then working back down. So if you're struggling with habit building, it may be refocusing and looking at why you want to lose weight, why you want to be healthier, and then looking at the habits you need to build.
I think so, because if you think about that identity thing, you know, when I kind of say to myself, I am a fit and healthy, active person.
Yeah.
Well, a fit, healthy, active person isn't necessarily going to go and like go and buy a load of chocolate and then go and secret eat in a car.
No.
And then skip the gym tonight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, only do
game.
Like 2,000 steps all day. That's not living to my identity.
Yeah,
and when I kind of think of it like that, I think, well, no, actually, how would that kind of self behave?
Yeah.
And then you just kind of start acting it, and before you know it, well, it's just what you do.
But I think you believe you're that person. But there's been
getting there.
But there's been a long time where you haven't believed that. And it's when you don't have that belief, you have to just keep acting as if you do, you know, that fake it till you make it. Like, I'm going to respond as if I am this person. But that's hard to do.
What is it? Positive affirmations.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Visualization.
Yeah. And thinking about, actually, if I want to be this person, I've got to act like I am this person to make it happen.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Think about new jobs. Like, How many of us have walked, I know I've done it, walked into new jobs and pretended I can really do something when possibly I can't? Like, I'm a whiz at Excel.
What are you doing right now?
Exactly. According to my CV, I can do Excel inside out and back to front. But again, I would mask that when I went into an office situation. But see, we've got to do that with weight loss as well. I know what I'm doing.
So we just realised that Anna's lying on her CV. That's why she's self-employed.
Yeah, totally.
As a Slimming World consultant, which is a relevant skill. Excel, do you use Excel?
Excel? I mean, not really. And I can use Excel proficiently, but not as my CV.
Maybe we're not throwing the macros at you. Yes. It's fine.
Not how my CV says it is.
Let's have a look at some more of the habits then, because you've actually got like a couple of things in the pack. Oh. So if people have got their packs with them,
there are some things that
just
might help you
reach
to
for
build
that.
Habits,
Which book is it? Butterfly book. Get your butterfly book ready.
Discover your freedom at your Slimming World.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So Philip here says keeping my food scales in perfect working order means I count the food values and keep checking that the sins haven't changed. Nice. Caroline here says, I don't know when it developed. I didn't even know I was doing it until my husband pointed it out to me. While eating dinner a few weeks ago, he says, how long does it take you to eat that? I realised what had changed. At some point, I'd stopped having my fork loaded and poised at my mouth while I was still chewing the first forkful. I wasn't even aware I was doing it until that moment. And actually, she's just slowed down. She's eating more mindfully.
That's fascinating, isn't it? How you do these things you don't realise.
Yeah, and Victoria here, mine is definitely reaching for fruit rather than entering the pantry when I'm peckish. Sonia here, planning and writing everything down. Ali, definitely attending group, no matter what kind of week it's been. Saying for image therapy, no better way to draw a line and get the motivation to get back into a good headspace. And Jane here says, my habit is definitely having a good breakfast. It means I'm not starving by lunchtime. Also, reducing my snacking has definitely helped. Amy says, same, eating a good breakfast.
I think breakfast is the key for me. I know if I don't eat a good breakfast, the day is holy. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that's interesting because, you know, I came to Slimming World as someone who kind of skipped breakfast often.
You love a breakfast now.
Yeah.
You have a good breakfast.
I actually.
You guys,
but I worked hard at that.
Yeah.
You know what? I went to group. I got some inspiration.
Yeah.
I looked on Instagram, for some cool inspiration.
Yeah.
I decided that I needed to make my breakfast look sexy.
And I think if you look at it and you think, wow, I really want to eat that, rather than like, oh my God, I've got 2 pieces of homemade
donuts. Donuts, waffles. It's basically like porridge oats, but just in a different form.
Shape. I bought a heart-shaped donut maker and it's changed my life because it makes me smile when I look at it.
That's,
and I'm
so
excited
Slimming
to
World.
Eat it, isn't it? No, I just love hearts. Yeah.
Is it gorgeous?
No, stop it. You're so rude. So do you know what I've found, like, from new members is really thinking about swaps. That's one of the first habits you can build. So in your food optimizing book is about smart swaps that you can do straight away. So one of the first things I did, I don't know if it was one of your ones that you did, was swapping oil or swapping fat to cook with to like a one cal cooking spray. Did you make that swap or were you a big oil fan before?
I have made that swap. More recently, I've actually been okay with using oil, but I know
you're
how much it is.
Now,
I know how to sin it,
Totally. And I think for a lot of us, the place I came from was, olive oil is good for my heart, and I just slug it in, do you know what I mean? And like go through a bottle in 2 weeks. So actually knowing that a level tablespoon of oil is 6 ins, and actually if you can make that swap. And another good swap is, juices or cordials or drinks that you have, like when I was a drinker, I put full fat tonic in and not even think that it was probably double the amount. So making little swaps like that. Another a really good one in terms of habits, if we're talking about food, is swapping things that are very laden in sins that are convenience. Like, I don't know if you were a jar girl, but I was a girl that had a plethora of jars, and my jars ranged from 5 sins to 35 sins. So making a swap to free food. And also another thing that I've found really helped me in terms of habits is not guessing. Were you ever a guesser? Because I'm a 3 sin, 8 sin girl.
Oh, come on. I mean, anyone who says they haven't guessed. And also things change. Just because you did the plan 2 years ago and now you've come back to rejoin, things change.
Yeah.
But things change every month.
Yeah, but also we want to guess things because actually we're appeasing ourselves. I've said it's a sin, therefore I'm taking it as a sin, but I'm guessing because I don't really want to know that my chocolate bar is that. So I'm actually getting in the habit What I do now is scan anything in the shop or know it before I do the online shop and then write the sins on it so I know I'm not guessing. But the biggest thing for me in terms of habit changes, and you'll see that throughout the book, is small, consistent steps. So what can you consistently do? So when it comes to activity, is it just saying, actually, 5 minutes I'm going to walk for? Or is it saying, actually, you know, like, you consistently make sure that you have a good breakfast? That's a good thing to keep doing. But also celebrating is really key with habit change. Like, how many of us are really bad at saying, but I haven't done this and I haven't done this? Well, actually, did you get your steps in today? Or did you make your breakfast? Did you swap a jar of pasta sauce that was 15 cents to something free? So celebrating those things is very key psychologically.
Not just like whatever happens on the scale. Like, you could have done loads, built loads of actions towards your habits, but you might have got to maintain. Yeah. But you've still made all these amazing things.
Or you know, like you said before, like, I wanted to lose 4, 5, 6, 7 pounds every week. Actually, it's knowing if I'm going to build these habits consistently, being proud that I've lost a pound. Do you know what I mean? I weighed some bananas the other day, and they were 2.2 pounds for 5 bananas, right? So I took them into group, and I tucked these bananas in my skirt, right? They thought I was mental. But how many of them were not proud that they'd lost 2 pounds? And then I said, but I've got 5 bananas hanging out the side of my skirt. That's heavy. And actually, that realization that 5 bananas that was hanging out of Anna Mangan's skirt. Actually, but it's that physical...
Hang on, 5 bananas is 2 pounds.
So here, I weighed 5 bananas, and it was just over 2.2 pounds, yeah, for the 5 big bananas.
Wow.
And I tell you, when it was sticking out my skirt, I could feel that. But, you know, some weeks I'd be disappointed at 5 bananas. And actually, it's that realisation that if I did that consistently... What I was trying to show them...
I reckon there's so many people who have paused the podcast right now, and they go into their...
bananas.
I'm going to weigh mine. Do you think
seriously
they weigh more when they're, like, green or yellow?
Yes, so this was the thing. So they were... As they softened, they got lighter. It was really interesting.
You actually weighed them?
Yes, because Daisy said, Mummy, they're hard. And I thought, I'm just going to weigh them and see what happens. So yeah, weigh your bananas. Do you know there's a sticker machine in here? Weigh them.
So you lose weight as your bananas ripen.
Exactly.
I mean, wow.
I mean, they weigh my bananas. I don't know how much your bananas might lose. But it was really interesting to see that physical representation of actually that's 2 pounds stuck to the side of me. Anyway, going back to
habit
change.
The way that you started that sentence was, oh, I went to group the other day and I weighed some bananas. It's like you had a bananas had joined as a member. I was like, it sounds like a bad joke,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Banana Mangan has come to join today.
A banana walk into a Slimming World group. It's the start of a joke.
And they weigh 2.2 pounds.
Or a maths equation.
Exactly. Yeah, it felt like GCSE maths, actually, when I was talking to my members. Do you know, another thing that I found is really key with habit change is support. So whether that is your group, whether that is your, if you're an online member, whether that is your family, your friends, if you don't have support, consistent habit change doesn't happen. You know, in your lifestyle, like, you've got a support system, your husband's really on board with what you do, therefore it makes the fact that you're cooking and food optimizing at home much easier. If you don't have that support, it's learning how to get that support as well, because, you know,
and ask for it.
Yeah, I've now curated my lifestyle so that, you know, anyone that walks in my house, they're food optimized whether they like it or they know it. Do you know what I mean? Also, I'm not frightened to say if my friends aren't food optimizing, this is what I eat. You know what I mean? I'm not bothered about your opinion. But I know when I first started, that would have been a big deal. So again, asking for that support, getting the support that probably is there that you might not be uncovering. Like, are you reading your books? Are you reading the features online? Are you using the app to do those things? Because there's so much support that you might not be getting as well. Also, chart your progress. Like, fit logs are amazing for seeing your activity change. And actually, you know, I know we're a little bit obsessed by our watches, and I, like, will walk around the garden at midnight if I haven't closed my rings and stuff like that. But again, I love watching this change.
Clearly a different watch to what I've got. I have no idea what you're on about.
But you've got a watch that you like charting your success, and you can see your things changing. You like statistics.
The only thing I think sometimes with all this kind of logging and planning and tracking is sometimes you're doing it for the sake of doing it, so watch out for that. Because like I said to Matt the other day, if you went for a run and then maybe a bike ride, and I don't know, you then did a walk or something, but you weren't wearing your watch, how would you feel about that? And he'd be like, well, you know, it's a bit weird. If you didn't lock it, it didn't happen. You know, and I think I was saying to him, you're so obsessive about these stats and all this. Oh my God, I did a walk and it was X number of calories and my heart rate went to this. It's like sometimes
you just need to walk.
Take a step back from that and just, you know, be mindful of that. You can use it as another stick to beat yourself with.
No.
And and the thing that I quite liked again about that book was it talked about something like, what's the phrase? Never twice or something. Only once, never twice. So if you skip a habit, only do it once, get straight back on the horse.
Otherwise
don't let
harder.
It be like kind of a, woo, you know, go crazy.
It's very true. And I think it's knowing yourself. So like, if you're an obsessive type of person, the watch might not be great for you. If you're just like me and you like to go, oh my God, you walked, like, well done, then it might be okay. But again, it's knowing yourself. Like, I know some people, food diaries are not something that's good for them because they become obsessive about what they're eating. Whereas some people need that support system to do it. So again, this is finding out what works for you. And I think that's really important to know that you can adapt the plan and the situation. Talking to a lady in my group the other day who has a very, very planned job. You know, she's a lawyer. And she's saying, I don't like to plan when I'm outside of work because it's suffocating. So she knows that she, because she doesn't like to plan, she still has to protect herself. But planning a week's meals wouldn't work for her. So again, it's knowing you like to sit down and do your meal plan, but that might not work for someone else. So it's finding your stride, isn't it? I think the thing that just comes back to me is consistency.
Yeah, and also experimentation.
Yeah, totally.
You know, don't kind of like say, you know, just because someone in your group has
done
this and then you feel that that is how you need to do it, that's the point of the plan, that you make it work for you and your lifestyle.
Exactly.
It's not a right, you're one a diabetic all. You need to do this plan. You're a vegan, you need to do the plan this way. It's not like that. And also I think, you know, you think how flexible it's been during both of our lives. You've done it when you've been poorly, when you're on like kind of a restricted diet, when you've been pregnant. I've done it when I've been drinking, when I've done night shifts. Sometimes I remember the only habit I set myself to do of a week was just to turn up to group every week. Exactly what lady said. And I think when I joined with you, what I made was that commitment. And I think commitment is really powerful with habits. Is I am going to commit to go into group every Saturday, no matter what happens. Some weeks, I know I won't have done the plan 100%, and I know I'll probably expect to gain or maintain or whatever, but I'm still going to turn up because I'm making that commitment to myself. And I think having habits that are helpful, and that is the key word, because sometimes you can set habits that you think you should be setting, but make ones that are going to help your life. One of the things that I've working on at the moment is I'm reading every day.
Oh, amazing.
You know, so I'm building the habit of just reading even a few pages every day. I think I've talked about this before in the podcast, because I realized that a lot of my habits were quite strict. They were like, you will food optimize, you will move somehow, you will make sure you go to sleep on time, you know, you will drink more water. And it's quite kind of like, geez, mate, is it the military? And so I realized I needed to kind of put more habits around. Even, you know, one of my habits is I will write, draw, or sketch, or play an instrument.
Oh, wow.
And I will do one of those things every day, because that brings me joy.
Yeah.
At one point when I was really, really struggling, like, with mental health, I just put every day I will listen to an absolute powerhouse of a tune.
Oh, fab.
And it's those small things, I think, that just kind of keep you going, because life is not meant to be a punishment. It's not meant to be a checklist.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why it's about building habits that are enjoyable. Actually, if you love going swimming, build that in. If you love cooking, build it in. If you're not a fan of cooking, don't try and become a cook. Do you know what I mean? Also, the biggest thing I learn in mine is setting realistic targets for habits. Not saying, I've got to do all of this and be perfect at it. I'm just going to try and I'm going to keep going. So the habit not to quit was a really big one for me. The last time I joined, I was like, I am never joining again. I am seeing this journey through to the end. And actually, it was quite empowering because I quit, you know, so again, quit. Didn't like the weight loss I got, quit. Actually, no, I'm going to see this through. Like, and that's a hard one to stick to, but it's been a really empowering one for me.
Well, and that, and even that's the thing with the habits, isn't it? It's like, do you know what? You are going to make blips. You're gonna skip sometimes. You're gonna, you know, fall into old temptations. But the point is, what you're doing this time is you're gonna accept that that is part of this.
Exactly.
And that will happen. You're not gonna try and run away from it. You're not gonna avoid it. You're just gonna accept it.
Acceptance is a massive part of change, isn't it? Accepting that you're here and you've got to change. Accepting who you were and accepting who you're gonna become.
Yeah, and that is hard.
Really odd. I don't like change. I'm a Capricorn.
Right, let's read some more comments here. So, hang on. Where have I started here? Sarah says, definitely stopping excuses. Haven't got time for this or that. I get up early to exercise and I prepare my food for the day.
Love that.
Nice. Leanne puts speed on a plate first and eats the speed first. Takes photos to track progress and always plans and preps. I suppose if you're not interested in a food diary, photos keep
really
you accountable.
Good. I've just got a member. She's my oldest member, Margaret, said I can share this. She's nearly 83 and she just couldn't get the food diary. So she bought me photos that she'd printed out of all the food she'd eaten last week. And it gave me so much joy. She was like, look what I'm doing, Anna. So yeah, take some pictures, print them out.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that. Old school printed up photos.
Anna here says, I plan in advance my weekly meals. I still keep a food diary, writing down everything I eat and drink, even when I know I've gone over my sins. And that's interesting. Yeah. I also note down if there was a reason for going over my sins at the time, like birthday, boredom, sadness. Helps me to spot patterns, habits and triggers.
Yeah.
That is talking about laying down the reality, isn't it? Deborah, I write the sin value on my groceries as I put them away. It's been very helpful in keeping me at my target weight for almost 3 years now. Geraldine, planning is essential. Also, not beating yourself up if you have a bad day or have a gain. I'm not at target, having lost 7 stone.
Amazing. Do you know, that's a really important one. Listening to that script of how you're talking, maybe that's a habit change, isn't it? Like, actually, I'm going to talk to myself nicely. I'm going to celebrate myself. I'm going to catch myself when I beat myself up and change that habit.
I've got one comment here which I want to finish with. Is there anything else that you would like to add? Because I feel like you've got come heavily prepared for this podcast. There's notes, there's magazine, she's got Daisy's weird pink fluffy pen.
Don't judge Daisy's pen.
I'm not judging it, but I'm just commenting that there's a lot going on here.
I think I've said everything I need to say.
Are you sure?
I think I shared all my wisdom. I'm going to shut my books and let you finish.
Okay, well, actually, I'm not going to finish. I'm going to use this comment from someone called Bigger Not Me. They put here quite simply their healthy habit that they built is the habit of never giving up, taking one day at a time and being kind to myself. And it's interesting because a lot of people wouldn't see that as a habit. It's a bit fluffy.
But it's a habit.
The old Claire would say, oh, that's a bit fluffy. How are you going to measure that? You know, but it's so true.
Statistic. Yeah, but it is actually the keeping going and will get you to the end if you just keep going. You will find that rainbow.
You're going to turn into a 90s pop group, start singing.
I know you want me to say something really profound, and I'm sat with my unicorn rainbow fluffy pen, not having anything profound to say, saying, move on, sister.
I don't know what else to say. This is the point where Anna usually says that she needs the toilet.
Oh my God, yes.
All right, there we go. So predictable.
No, you just take me and feed me liquids and make me talk for half an hour, and I've got the bladder of a mouse.
And on that note...
Goodbye.
Have a great week.
Oh, stop it.
Have a great Monday. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.